What up, what up? And we are back with another Bach Fantasy Talk episode. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. A little congested today, so voice might sound a little bit different. We're next to Roosh. Roosh is here to talk about FSU, and if you're a first-time listener, please follow us. My account is Bach Fantasy Talk. Rush is Knowles Daily, so we'll be collabing on this one today. And, you know, the NFL draft is Thursday. We're recording this 3:33 p.m., 4:23 on a Tuesday, so we're getting this one to you. Hopefully Tuesday night so you can listen before the draft. It's a busy week for us, obviously, and we're going to get out of here at 4, so make this one a little bit under 30 minutes. But I think Rush will talk more about the FSU, and I'll kind of talk general on what I've been hearing. We'll just start with the first overall pick. I mean, I think we all know it's Caleb Williams, right? I mean, it makes sense. He's really good, really talented. And Rush, if you want to say anything, step in here. I think we can all agree Caleb Williams is going one.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely the best talent out there. I think maybe some people doubted him a little bit, and it really wasn't his fault. I think it was more just USC didn't do that well last year just simply because of how bad their defense was. But I think that Caleb Williams is easily the best guy out there.
Yeah, I think one thing we're starting to see is kind of prospect fatigue, and where, you know, you kind of get tired of hearing about Drake May or Caleb Williams for all these times. Next thing you know, now Drake May is apparently the third overall pick, which I don't agree with. I think Drake May should be the second overall pick, but I think, you know, with this draft, I think between Washington and New England, I still don't think New England should take a quarterback. I think they should trade back and get valuable draft picks for the future, because let's be honest, I think New England's going to be picking one next year. So I think next year's quarterback class might not be great, but I think Drake May is not the answer, because he's not going to have anybody to throw to. And the thing is, whoever goes to Washington will automatically be better than the guy who goes to New England, because Washington's offense has a lot more players and a lot more talent in that rush finish. I'm going to blow my nose, but go ahead and talk about Washington and New England.
Both teams, I think of the two, Washington obviously has a lot more young talent.
The thing with Jaden Daniels compared to Drake May is Jaden Daniels has two first-round receivers and Drake May has no other guys, right? So who's really playing with better cast and who's really the better player? I'd take Drake May, but Jaden Daniels, who knows? Time will only tell, but I'm taking Drake May at 2. And 4 is where it kind of gets interesting. I still think it's Marvin Harrison. I think that just makes sense. He's truly going to be a guy who is automatically going to step in and be a wide receiver 1. Arizona desperately needs a guy. They could trade back with Minnesota, but I don't think they're going to offer they're going to like. So I think they stay put at 4 and take a blue-chip generational guy and probably one of the best receivers we've seen in a while in Marvin Harrison. And you know, 5 is where it kind of gets interesting, right? I mean, you could see receiver, you could see tackle. I think the Chargers here, it makes sense to take a receiver, but I think it makes the most sense to trade down. I think they trade down with Minnesota, and I think Minnesota comes up and takes J.J. McCarthy or Drake May, 5 or 3. I think 5 is the most realistic spot. Trade 2 first-round picks and go up and take their guy, and they keep their first next year. They lost their second next year, but I think this makes more sense for Minnesota there. And 6 for the Giants, I just don't think it makes sense for the Giants to take a quarterback whatsoever. I mean, you can let him sit a year under Daniel Jones, and you're cutting Daniel Jones after that. And again, who's he going to throw to? Like, we got to make these like guys who take leaps, who are they going to throw to? I also think the Giants are going to be very high up in this draft next year, so there's no point in taking a quarterback in Rush. I think you can agree with that. Tennessee Titans, Joe Alt just makes 100% sense. I mean, no doubt about it, right?
Yep, I would agree with that.
And I think Atlanta at 8 makes sense. I think Dallas Turner makes sense from a Raheem Morris scheme perspective, but from watching Turner and Latayu, the guy from UCLA, and Jared Verse is an FSU guy. I think I really do like Jared Verse. I think he's super powerful, but it might not make sense for Raheem Morris' scheme. I think I don't like how Dallas Turner's been schemed to go to Atlanta so much. It just seems kind of repetitive, right? And you're just hearing about it too much. But I'd be fine with Dallas Turner. I just think there's a lot of hype on him. I love Latayu, and I love Jared Verse. But, I mean, if they pick Dallas Turner, I won't be disappointed. But from a pure edge rusher standpoint, I'd rather have the guy from UCLA or FSU as Jared Verse. And 9 for Chicago, I think receiver Odunze actually makes sense. And, you know, we got to get one of these picks in the draft where it's like, whoa, like that doesn't make sense. Like the Devin Witherspoon pick last year, the Kellen Farrell pick a couple years ago. Like one of those picks where the Derek Stingley, where it's like, this just doesn't seem right at that spot. So we're going to have to get that at some point in this draft. And I think Brock Bowers at 10, I don't know if I love it. I think the Jets' best case scenario is taking that tackle from Penn State.
I don't know, man. Brock Bowers is pretty special.
He is good, but I think Kyle Pitts, in a sense, ruined tight ends draft stock, like from a positional value. I think safety positional value is a little low right now. I think running back positional value is low. I think cornerbacks is actually a little low, and I think linebackers. So you could see that, but I think cornerbacks are starting to become more valuable with top-tier receivers. And Minnesota at 11, they're going to come out of this draft with a quarterback. There's no doubt about it. This mock draft has them taking a corner, but like we have them trade up to 5 and taking J.J. McCarthy. So the Chargers here at 11, the best-case scenario for the Chargers is either taking a tackle or one of those star receivers. But, you know, this is kind of the part where we get into the draft and it kind of gets fishy. Like it's just weird. And like, what exciting part is going to happen from, let's say, about 14, which is the Saints, to the Chiefs? I don't think you see a quarterback from 14 on. I think, you know, this mock draft has Verse going to the Rams. I could see the Rams taking a quarterback, and honestly, after that, if Minnesota doesn't take one at 23, or if they already taken one at 11, I don't think you see a quarterback for the rest of the draft, unless somebody was to trade back, right? You can't really simulate that when you're doing these mock drafts. But I think one thing that's interesting is how many wide receivers are going to go. And actually, Rush, there's a tweet I got today involving Keon Coleman, in a sense that he's quietly had a ton of visits. And I think one of them, or there was like about 12 of them. I'll look for the tweet, but I just want your opinion on Keon Coleman.
Yeah, I mean, obviously as a Florida State fan, I watched him a lot last year. He made some fantastic plays for us, and obviously he was a very important piece of our offense throughout the entire season. this is a guy who I think his combine performance, specifically in the 40-yard dash, really hurt his draft stock a lot. But in my opinion, he's very underrated going into this draft. To me, I see him probably going late first round, probably more likely early second. I think if he's going to go first round, it's either going to be the Bills or the Chiefs. But outside of that, he's probably a second round guy. But I mean, he's a playmaker. I mean, if he gets in the right offense, I think he could be really, really special in the next 8 to 10 years. I mean, he's a hard worker. I mean, coming out of Michigan State, he just did so much for us in only his 1 year here. I mean, first game in a new offense, scored 3 touchdowns against LSU. I mean, obviously they weren't a very good secondary, but still, I mean, 3 touchdowns in your first game in a new offense, that's really impressive. Kind of shows that he can pick up a new offense quickly, and I think he can make an instant impact.
He played at Minnesota, right?
Michigan State.
Michigan State, that's right. He could go to Minnesota, but it's one. He had a dozen workouts, quietly had a dozen team workouts and a couple private workouts, so that's definitely something to notice. I just think this receiver class is so deep, but there's not that many mock drafts having a ton of receivers.
Yeah, I mean, I think most years he's a first-round pick, but this is one of the best receiver classes we've had in years.
It's just his stats. His stats don't, like, pop out. It's just the 11 touchdowns.
That's just because of how many weapons that we had on offense last year between him, Johnny Wilson, Jaheim Bell, I mean, Trey Benson. Yeah. Like, there was just so much talent on that team that a lot of the share was
spread. Was Ladd McConkey, he was hurt, right?
He was hurt a little bit, yeah. But I mean, that he's another really, really good receiver.
It is a draft, and you see a guy like Xavier Worthy, who's I think his frame sucks, honestly, but you can see him slide in the edge just because he's so fast.
Yeah.
And it's one of those, I think it's what the Rams do an excellent job of drafting off of game speed rather than 40-yard dash, and it's one of those where, you know, like prospect fatigue, which I keep talking about, like Drake May and Caleb Williams were noted last year, they were going to go 1 and 2. In this year's draft, and we all knew Marvin Harrison could be potentially up there and could potentially go the Bears if Fields panned out. But you see, like you see people start making mock drafts where it's like Marvin Harrison falls to 11. Or I saw that today, and it's like, okay, that's just not realistic. Like, but it's something to know. I think something interesting is the running backs this year are terrible. And there is that running back Trey Benson, though, from FSU. And what, very powerful guy, right? I think he's more of no known more as a power back, but from the most well-known guy.
He's really fast as well.
But the most well-known guy is Blake Corum, but it looks like Jonathan Brooks is high up on people's boards. He could go to Dallas, honestly, in the second or third round. We'll see. You said, is Johnny Wilson in it this year?
Yeah, I think he's projected to go though. Late. Yeah,
he's really late. His frame's really
good. He has a very good frame. The issue is his hands.
Yeah, that will hurt you.
He's very suspect. There were so many passes the past couple of years that have just been easy catches that he just can't make. Like, any inside route, it's like a 50-50 shot. But he makes the really tough ones. I mean, to me, he's like, in that fashion, he's like Odell Beckham a little bit, where, you know, he kind of loses his focus on the easy ones and makes a ridiculous play on the next drive.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about NFL mock drafts that make me mad is, like, how can 2 months impact a team's decision on a guy? Like how is J.J. McCarthy suddenly this bum, and the next thing you know, he's going top five? I always thought J.J. McCarthy was good. It's just J.J. McCarthy was made for a game manager and to win games, and honestly, that's kind of what Minnesota needs. I think J.J. McCarthy is kind of like Jared Goff. But I think, you know, once we get past 10, you really can't say what's going to happen. And the thing is, every time you look back on these episodes, you can't really say anything because, one, you don't know where guys are going. Two, you don't know what trades are going to happen, right? So it's just something to note and something interesting. I mean, we got Drake May, the UNC quarterback. We got DJ Mazone throwing touchdowns at spring games. So something interesting to note, the Drake May successor, DJ Mazone. But it's something interesting to note in the draft. And I think this draft will be an exciting one, but it's more of, like I said earlier, who is going to be that guy that we see get picked early that we didn't think it was going to be picked early. I'm going to be honest, I haven't done much research this year. I've looked at mock drafts. I think the last 2 years I've done a lot more. I think we did a bigger episode in last year's mock draft, and we got to go get a senior assassin kill. But this is kind of a quick one. But, Rush, you want to say any last words before we kind of head it?
Yeah, you know, just talking a little bit more about the Florida State prospects this year, there's a lot of them. Most of them are a little deeper into the end of the draft, like probably fourth to through the seventh round. But there are some big names on here. Jared Verse, as we mentioned, this is a 6'4", 254-pound defensive end who ran a 4.58. You just don't see that very often. he's quick off the line. I mean, I think he had 9 sacks this year for us, and he was getting double-teamed most of the time.
Like, yeah, he was getting double-teamed. I mean, I thought he was the most powerful edge rusher I watched.
This dude's
I will admit, the only 3 guys I really watched since the Kirk Cousins signing was Verse, Leteu, and Turner. I thought Turner was the quickest, but I thought Verse was by far the strongest. I thought Leteu was a great mix of the two.
Verse has the physicality, and he also has the intangibles. I mean, this guy is one of the hardest workers you'll find. I mean, this kid's from Albany. He went to Albany College, JUCO, transferred into Florida State, spent 2 years there, and he's now a first-round pick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that. Another guy, another defensive lineman who's kind of flying under the radar is Braden Fisk. This dude did a lot for us this year. Came from Western Michigan, another really hard worker, and a guy that he'll probably end up going late second, early third round, but I think he'd be a steal for anyone who can get him at that point. As you mentioned, Keon, I think he's definitely more than likely second round. Johnny Wilson, as we mentioned, I see him kind of falling a little bit just because of his lack of hands. Then the only other main one is really Trey Benson. As I mentioned, he's really explosive. He can run through guys, but he's also got a lot of speed. Ran a 4.39 40, pretty fast.
4.39 is good.
He's got good size at 6'2", 216 for running back. I mean, another guy who I think could really be good in the NFL. So there's a lot out there just from Florida State, and I think this is a really good draft class, especially at the quarterback and receiver position.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. And Jordan Travis, to me, he's not really built for the NFL. Just doesn't really fit it, in my opinion. We'll see how it goes. I mean, he'll probably end up going fourth round. In my opinion, he was probably third before he got injured, and the injury just didn't help him. But
who are we talking about?
Jordan Travis.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, injury definitely doesn't help.
I just don't. He'll be a really good backup somewhere, I'm sure. But that's all I really see for him. But, I mean, I could be wrong. You never know. So.
Well, I think it's definitely an offensive heavy draft. I mean,
yeah.
One of the probably the heaviest of all time. I think we're going to see some record after offense heavy draft. I don't really want to highlight anything. I think, you know, with being a Falcons fan, I think Atlanta at eight is just, it's kind of weird in a sense that, like, who really cares at this point with Kirk Cousins? Like, it still matters. It's just, like, we got to note, like, if Atlanta were to trade with Minnesota and you get 23 and 11, you get 2 fifth-year option guys, which you don't know what fifth-year option is. How first-round contracts work is you get 4 years guaranteed, and the fifth year is a team option. So that's what makes first-round picks so valuable, and that's why you always see teams wanting to trade back into the end of the first round to get a quarterback and get that fifth-year option.
Yeah, you know, to me, I think it is kind of a weird spot for the Falcons because I think that they'd like to take a guy like Jared Verse, but it's a little early to do that.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And, like, if Atlanta was at, you know, if Atlanta probably stepped it up a bit this year and the Riddler played better, maybe at 16 or 19 instead, they're at
That's a great spot eight. To take.
That's a good like spot Jared to Verse. Yep. It might be his value, but the thing is, you don't know what goes on in these rooms. Like, you could see Turner go 7 to Tennessee. You could see Verse or Latae slide all the way up. Right?
I mean, like, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Verse has met with the Falcons. I'm almost
certain. I'm like 97% sure he has.
Yeah.
I think everybody does. I think like Michael Penix and Bo Nix did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he definitely got, and I think what you said earlier, Keon Coleman got a dozen. But, you know, we got a little bit of time, 10 minutes, and I think we kind of ran out when we talked about it. So let's do a little mock draft.
Yeah.
Do the first 15 picks. I'll go to the big board. Number one overall, I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. Caleb Williams, right?
Has to be. Yeah.
Number two, I don't like Jaden Daniels, but I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels. So I think we'll take Jaden Daniels at two.
Yeah.
Even though I think Drake may end up being better. I said last year I thought Will Levis was going to be better than Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, I mean, I was just not high on either one, to be honest.
Last year? I think Anthony Richardson's good, though.
I mean, I think Levis had his moments, but he wasn't that great either, was he?
I think he gave me good.
Yeah.
And he's still a rookie.
He was a rookie, but, I mean, he had the one good game and just kind of didn't really do much
after that. Yeah, he did have a good game against Miami, that comeback. But I think three, I just don't think a quarterback makes sense for New England. But I think it's one of those things where the quarterback class next year is not that good. And I said it last year with the Texans, they're going to have to take a quarterback because it's like, when are we going to be back up here again, right? And like this guy this much. So I think Drake May at three isn't maybe the best, but I think it makes sense with what we're hearing. But I think
also see like a Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, or I could see them trading out
of
draft night too. I mean, it's not a good roster. They need picks. I don't agree with taking a quarterback, but I think with no trades, we'll take Drake May at three. Yeah. Marvin Harrison at four makes sense. Five, I want to say Joe Alt. I think Malik Nabers makes sense, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think their receiving core is getting up there in age. Quentin Johnson did nothing last year.
He was terrible.
So they're definitely in need at that position. I could see Nabers. I could see Odunze. Odunze is kind of flying under the radar a little bit. Not really. Mm-hmm. Projected to go top 10, but, I mean, I watched a lot of Washington football this year. I couldn't tell you why, but... I watched a lot of Washington football this year. Odunze's the real deal. He's got size. I mean,
he had
anything he throws away, he's got a chance to make the catch. So,
but I just feel like everybody's leading Nabers nowadays.
Yeah.
So it's one of the things.
I'm not huge on Nabers. I mean, I've watched him play twice in person against FSU the last 2 years. Obviously, he's grown a lot since then, but. He just didn't really impress me that much.
Yeah.
He had a huge year this year after that. But I don't know. I think Odunze's better, personally.
But I think it's just,
at the end of the day, it comes down to who's going to fit your offense better.
I'll be honest, at the end of the day, it comes down to the betting odds, too. Like, it's kind of sad, but like that.
Vegas does.
They get you every time, dude. Every time. So they got Nabers. six. I think the Giants. I think that's where Odunze or Nabers comes off the board. Just
yeah, I think Odunze and Nabers are pretty interchangeable.
I think at this point, I think the Chargers trade back with Minnesota, and Minnesota gets a guy. So I think that's what's most likely going to happen. But I still don't like New York taking a quarterback. Seven, Joe Alt. It just makes sense. Like, he's good. 1940. I gotta bleep that out. But he's really good, right?
Yep.
So eight. I would love to see the Falcons trade back in stockpile, but I think right here, I'm going to take, you know, I'll just take Jared Verse. Why not? I think he's powerful. I think it'll make sense, but I just think Dallas Turner fits the system more. Nine, we got three receivers off the board, so I think Brock Bowers, honestly, to Chicago. Put him in the slot.
Yeah, right? For sure.
10 for the Jets. I think they take the tackle from Penn State. I think these I think also there's three really damn good tackles too in this draft. I think there's good tackles this year. Yeah, I think it's a good tackle receiver quarterback. You got a generational tight end. I don't think defense that's great, but that's fine. And then honestly, I kind of give up after that.
Yeah.
It after that, it just who knows? Who knows what's gonna happen? But
it's gonna be interesting to see where McCarthy falls.
Yeah.
To me, he's not a guy that I would really go out of my way to get if I'm an NFL GM, but...
No.
I don't know. We'll see. He led his team to a national championship, so you got to give him credit there.
Yep.
It'll be an interesting draft.
All right, Rushington, thank you for coming on. We're going to go get a senior assassin kill.
Absolutely.
We'll post it on the Bach Fantasy Talk as well. I'm Bach. Guys, I'm Alex Bach, host of Bach Fantasy Talk, alongside here with Rush. Owner of Knowles Daily, we're most likely in a collab on this one. I think it's I'm collabing with you.
That's our trade. We'll figure it out.
We'll make a trade.
Figure it out.
But follow both of us on Instagram. Tune in. I'm going to be live for the draft for the Falcons pick on Thursday. That always seems to go well and be a good time. So we'll be there for that. We'll see you, hopefully, with an interview with an All-Pro. Hopefully. That's probably the next episode. Or maybe an NFL draft review. Why not? We'll come on here and yap. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach, alongside here with Roosh. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Peace.